non-residential Indians and expats. Those who leave their country and move towards so-called greener pastures or more developed nations often get a bad rep in their home countries. I am from India and I have often sensed hostility towards NRIs or non-residential Indians. Something as small as a discussion or even a comment about, say, the lack of hygiene in our homeland can offend people and inspire rather harsh responses. I have been on both sides of the discussion and I am trying to take a look at the sensibilities in question here. Why aren't we open to discussions about possible improvements we could bring to our country? And that's the topic of my podcast today. My name is Isha and this podcast is called Culture Chaos. Having spent all of my life as a proud Mumbai girl, my mind sort of went for a toss when I moved abroad, and since the past 5 years, I have been traveling from one country to another and have lost count of how many cities and houses I have moved. Culture Chaos is what the state of my mind is. All of my experiences of life away from home, trying to just make sense out of things. It is only in the past few years that I have been noticing this. Whether it's Prime Minister Modi's demonetization, elections, or a certain riot over rape or corruption. If I dare to have a discussion on that issue or do something as trivial as posting an opinion on social media, I often hear back from the nationalist brigade that I chose to leave my country, I don't live there anymore, so I should just shut up. Don't be a pseudo-patriot, they say to me. I guess there might be some certification issuing agency for this monopoly over loving one's nation. I'm guessing I might have missed the deadline. It isn't always a heated discussion. With the increasing popularity of stand-up comedians thanks to YouTube, NRIs are one of the favorite comedy topics. More than the hilarity of the joke, I get amused by the laughters and the woohoos those jokes generate amongst the audiences. Must be hilarious, so I take it, the joke might be on us. Maybe it is fair, but try to open your mind and give some room for an alternate narrative. Ever remember going to a friend's house and loving a snack you tasted there? You're gonna run home and have that recipe recreated in your kitchen. It's quite simple. You experience something nice, you appreciate it, and then you try to make that a part of your home too, isn't it? That's the basic chain of logic. So for instance, one of the practices common with developed countries is a disciplined traffic sense and giving way to ambulances. No matter how bad the traffic jams would be, it is a rule to just pull the car to a corner as soon as you hear and see an ambulance driving in your lane. Everybody just stops driving, pulls to a side, and makes room for that ambulance to get to the hospital. Something so important is simple for people here. Think of what happens to an ambulance in our Indian city streets during rush hour traffic. I remember sitting in a cab during bumper-to-bumper rush hour traffic and an ambulance with its light and siren on, standing still right next to me because no one is going to make room for the ambulance. If you don't know of any lives lost due to an ambulance stuck in a jam, you might not care, I guess. But if you're like me, you know how much every minute of getting to the hospital in time might mean. But no one lets that ambulance drive by and it's just another car in the bumper-to-bumper traffic. To that, if I say that people lack common sense, I mean every word of it. Things like that. Basic levels of hygiene and sanitation. Flushing public toilets for the next person who might need to use the bathroom. Basic manners. Just an acceptance for fellow human beings and their right to be alive. And these basics don't have much to do with government policies or executive decisions. It is really just people behaving with some empathy and common sense in day-to-day lives. Imagine how awesome it would be to have people behave themselves while traveling in trains, buses, or other public transportations in our home countries. These are simple things that we appreciate a lot when we move to the West. These are the things that we talk about when we visit our home countries. Now, I must say that this is just the story of me and a few of us. In the beginning of the podcast, I said that I have been on both sides of the conversation. And having said that, I need to acknowledge that a lot of NRIs can be extremely annoying. From the fake accents, to complaining about germs in the street food, to acting so shocked at beggars on the street, some of us go all out in being arrogant imbeciles. But that's just difficult people. I think we can appreciate the fact that people from our country are going all over the world and bringing a great rep to the word Indian. We are considered as some of the brightest minds in the world and are achieving great things both on our land and in different countries. Wherever we are, we always introduce ourselves as Indians, and that's what we will always remain, whether anyone likes it or not. So one may criticize as much as one wants. A lot of my fellow Indians might hate it when I say that probably one should give way to an ambulance on the street like it would have happened on the streets of America. They may hate it when I question the hooliganism in public transportation or the constant and often unnecessary honking of the horns. But when I see that those same fellow Indians have taken up so well to running marathons for causes, throwing annual Halloween parties, and drinking Jaeger bombs and enjoying shows like Game of Thrones, all of that Western influence, I guess they don't mind adapting to. If we are talking about hypocrisy, we're all hypocrites alike. But for some things that are really simple matters of common sense, let's not lose out. From running marathons to obsessing over chia seed smoothies and green juices, India is embracing all things Western, no doubt. Now, if one is having difficulty embracing its fellow citizens, no problem, but it might be a good idea to pick up some good practices too. Just saying. On that note, I end today's podcast. I'm going to continue talking about my various experiences searching for comfort and navigating life away from home. If you like my podcasts, please click the follow button on Audio Boom. This podcast is available on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube, and you can find more content for Culture Chaos on Twitter and Facebook. Thank you for listening. This is Isha, and you're listening to Culture Chaos.